The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Ayin Ches, the Mishnah on Menachos, Daf Ayin Ches Min Aleph, says the following, Hamiluim Hayuboin Kimatza Shebetoido. The carbon miluim. Torah says in Parshas Tetzav and in Parshas Tzav that after the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was first put up, the Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took it down for 7 days, and they brought special karbonis. And afterwards they're Shmini the Miluim, it's Parshas Shmini, and that's when Aaron and his children started to do the Avodah themselves. So those 7 days were called Miluim. And during those 7 days, the Torah says there was a special carbon that Moshe Rabbeinu was makriv, and this was a carbon, sort of a carbon shlamim or a carbon taida. We know that a carbon shlamim, you're makriv the carbon, and the rest is nechel. The rest is eaten by the owners. Over here, the owners of the carbon were Aaron Uvanov, and a carbon taida is different than a carbon shlamim, because a carbon taida, besides for the actual animal, you also bring lachmei taida. They also bring 4 different types of bread. You bring 10 of each, and that's 40 chalis. The carbon miluim was similar to a taida in that there were 3 types of bread that were brought together with the carbon, and that's what the Mishnah over here is saying. The Mishnah is saying that there were 3 types of chalos that were brought with this carbon miluim, and instead of the taida, there's usually 4. The 4th one that was that you usually have, the 4th type that we have by a taida you don't have by miluim, was chametz. There's 10 regular chalos that are chametz. The other 3, which they did bring by the miluim, were all matzah. It means they were not chametz. But even though they were matzah, the Mishnah over here says that there are 3 different types of matzah. There were chalois, rikikin, and revicha. Chalois means it was a regular matzah, it was a thick matzah, but it was cooked, it was baked less than the amount of time it takes to become chametz. Rikikin means it was thin matzahs, probably more similar to the matzahs that we have today. And the 3rd type, it says, were revicha. Revicha means that the dough was fried. This is Machlokes Rishonim between Rashi and the Rambam, if it means it was boiled in water or if it was fried in oil. Whatever the pshat is, it was a special way, a different way of making these matzahs that was called revucha. And every taida has these three kinds, and the 4th kind, or that's chametz. But the miluim had just these 3 kinds. And this was similar to a carbon taida, in that they took 1 out of each set of 10, and it's given to the kain, and the rest is eaten by the owners. And it was like a regular carbon taida or a carbon shlamim. Now the Gemara says over here, mino ani mili. The Gemara says, how do we know that the miluim had these 3 types of karbonis, these 3 types of chalis? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. The pasuk says explicitly that there were chalos and there were rikikin. Rikikin and chalos are explicit in the pasuk. The 3rd type of bread that it says in the pasuk, it says chalos lechem shemen, and the Gemara is not sure. It's not clear from the pasuk exactly what this means. So how do we know that this is referring to this type of matzah that's revucha, that's fried in oil or boiled in water? So the Gemara brings another pasuk. Another Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zeh karben Aaron uvanov." This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons. Asher yakrivu Hashem biyoyim himoshach oisai. Now the pasuk literally means this is the carbon that Aaron and his sons bring biyoyim himoshach oisai when he gets mishicha. Now, what is this pasuk referring to? This is a different pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which is referring to a special type of mincha that's brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. That's called the Minchas Chavitin. So this is a mincha, specifically a mincha of a Kohen, is not eaten at all. So that means every part of this mincha that is burned on the Mizbeach. And this is a special mincha Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah as a chiv to bring this minchas chavitin every day. And that's what it means, v'yayim himoshach oisai, when he becomes a mishicho, when he get the kohen gets a mishicho, kohen gadol has a mishicho with shemen ha-mishcho, he becomes a kohen gadol, and now he becomes obligated to bring this carbon, to bring this mincha every day. In addition, the fact that it says Aaron uvonov, why are the children of Aaron mentioned in this pasuk, if the pasuk's only referring to a minchas chavitin? So we darshan from this pasuk that in addition to the there being an obligation for a kohen gadol to bring this mincha every day, in addition, there's also a special type of mincha that every single kohen, even a kohen hedyot, every single kohen brings once. When the day that he starts to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, when he first becomes, when he becomes of age that he's allowed to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and he comes to do the Avodah, he has to bring also this same exact type of mincha. There are a few small differences. We'll see a little bit about it soon. But Bederech Klal, similar to the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, a Kohen Hedyot has to bring this mincha. It's called by a different name. It's called the Minchas Chinuch. It's called the Minchas Chinuch because this is the Chinuch. This is when he becomes the Mischanich. He becomes used to bringing the doing the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So this is the mincha that he brings. So again, so we have this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Zekarim Aaron uvanu v'shakrivu Hashem b'yom Yimashach Oisai." And the Gemara wants to know why does it add the words "b'yom Yimashach Oisai"? So the Gemara says we make a hekish between chinuchoi and himoshchoi. Rashi says himoshchoi means that's referring to the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol has mishicho with shemen ha-mishcho. So himoshchoi refers to the kohen gadol, the mincha of the kohen gadol. It says very clearly in the psukim over here that the mincha of a kohen gadol is revucha, that means it's fried or boiled, like we mentioned before. That's very clear in the psukim that the kohen gadol's mincha is revucha. So we make a hekish from revucha to chinuch. Just like the mincha of a kohen gadol has to be revucha, so too this mincha that's called chinucha in the Gemara has to be a revucha. And the Gemara is using this drasha as a source to teach me that the last type of challah that was brought by the miluim is also mechuyev to be revucha. Now, it's a bit confusing. We have over here three different types of karbanos that are mentioned in this Gemara. We have a mincha of a kohen gadol, minchas chavitin, which it's a feirush in the Torah, there's no question about it. It's explicit in the Chumash that it has to be revucha. Then there is another type of mincha that's brought by a kohen hedyot. This is a mincha that the entire thing is burned. It's brought by a kohen hedyot. It's called a minchas chinuch. And we don't know whether it has to be revucha or not. It's not clear yet whether that also has to be revucha, just like the mincha of the kohen gadol. And we have a third carbon, which is the miluim, which is this carbon toidor, carbon shlomim, that comes together with chalois, that the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that the type of chalo that's brought together with the miluim is also revucha, just like the mincha of the chavitin. Where do we see that from the drasha? Makish chinucha lihimashchei, that there is a hekish, a comparison between chinucha and himashchei. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns that when the Gemara says chinuchai, chinuchai over here refers to the minchas chinuch that a kohen hedyot brings. The first time a kohen does avodah, he brings a minchas chinuch, and the Gemara over here says that just like a mincha of a kohen gadol that he brings every day needs to be revucha, needs to be fried, so too the minchas chinuch that a kohen hedyot brings the first time that he does avodah also needs to be fried or boiled. Has to be revucha. So, if that's the case, so where does the Gemara see in this pasuk a source that the chalois by the miluim also have to be revucha? The pasuk is not talking about the miluim, the pasuk is talking about a mincha of a kohen gadol and a mincha of a kohen hedyot. So Rashi says, the chinuchai hu hamiluim shaloi. Rashi says that there is, that the minchas chinuch that a kohen hedyot brings the first time he does avodah is similar to the carbon miluim that was brought during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, right before Aaron Uvonov began to do the avodah. Rashi says there is a similarity, they're almost the same. Now, they can't be exactly the same, and in fact, the Shita Mukubetzis already over here asks, in Oizvov, the Shita asks, that what are you talking about? These karbonos are not the same at all. The carbon that a Kohen Hegid brings when he starts to do Avodah is a mincha. The carbon that they brought during the Miluim was a shlomim or a toido. It was definitely not a mincha, and in different halachas, the mincha of the Kohen Hegid is not eaten at all. The carbon, the revucha, that was brought by the Miluim, those chalis were clearly eaten. They didn't burn them on the Zbeach at all. It was a carbon, just like a carbon title, that you eat the chalis. So these chalis were eaten. So it's clearly not the same. But be as it may, Rashi holds that there is enough of a comparison. And that means that just like a Kohen Hegid has to bring a mincha when he starts to do Avodah, it's called a mincha schinuch because that gets him used to doing Avodah, so too, the idea behind the carbon miluim, the whole idea behind the miluim was that this should be the beginning of the Kohanim's Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and this should allow and give the Kohanim Kiddusha so that they should be able to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's clear from Rashi. Now the Shita, as we said, doesn't like this comparison, because how could you learn one from the other if they're two different types of karbonos? In addition, the Shita says that this pshat of Rashi is clearly going not like a drosh in the Teres Kainim. Because the Teres Kainim, the Medrash on Parshas Tzav, says very clearly that we have a mit, the Torah's Kohen makes a drosha, that the mincha that's brought by a Kohen Gadol, that was brought by Aaron, the Mincha Schavitin, that is required to be revucha, as we said, it's a pasuk. That needs to be revucha. However, the mincha schinuch of a Kohen Hegit does not need to be revucha. So it's clear from the drosha of the Torah's Kohen that the Torah's Kohen differentiates between the mincha of a Kohen Gadol and the mincha of a Kohen Hegit. Mincha of a Kohen Gadol needs revucha. The mincha of a Kohen Hegit is clearly not revucha. Now Rashi didn't learn like that, because Rashi said that this is a drasha that tells me that all these three karbanis that our Gemara is discussing need to be revucha. The Kohen Gadol's minchas chavitin is revucha. The Kohen Hegit's minchas chinuch is revucha. And the karban miluim, the chalis by the miluim, also have to be revucha. So the Mishita says that how could you learn this pshat? This pshat is clearly not like the Torah's Kohenim. So therefore, the Shita suggests a different pshat. And the Shita wants to say that when we said, makish chinuchoy lihi moshchoy, the Gemara was never learning out to the halacha minchas chinuch. Our Gemara never discussed the halacha of the minchas chinuch that the Kohen Hegid brings. That was never our discussion. Our discussion of the Gemara, we were discussing two things. We were discussing minchas chavitin of a Kohen Gadol, and we were discussing the miluim. And the Gemara makes a drosha, makish chinuch of the himoshchei, just like himoshchei, which refers to the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, has to be revucha, so too chinuchai, that is a code word for the miluim, and the miluim also needs to be revucha. But the Gemara never made a drosha. The Gemara never made a drosha about a minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit, and therefore, the halacha will be that a minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit does not need to be revucha. Now, so we have a machloikis between the Shita and Rashi, seemingly, if the Gemara holds, at least this Gemara over here holds, that a minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit needs to be revucha, or if it doesn't need to be revucha. It's interesting that the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perakei Halacha Yitzayin, paskins very clearly that the minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit and the minchas chavitin of a Kohen Gadol, he says over there are some differences, but he says clearly regarding how it's made, they are both the same, and therefore the Rambam holds that they both have to be revucha, which means he learns the Gemara like Rashi. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam over here in Pirush Mishnayis on this Mishnah, the Rambam clearly explains the Gemara, the Hekesh of the Gemara, Makish Chinuch Leimashchei, he clearly explains it like Rashi, and he learns that the Gemara over here is saying clearly that a minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit needs to be revucha, just like a mincha of a Kohen Gadol, the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, the Mishnah Lamelech says over there that the Rambam held that this is a dispute, this is a machloikis between the Talmud Bavli over here, the Gemara here, and the Teres Kayim. So it's a machloikis, it'll be machloikis tanoim. And once it's a machloikis tanoim, so the Rambam Paskin is like the Gemara over the Teres Kayim, and therefore the Rambam Paskin is like our Gemara, that the minchas chinuch of a Kohen Hegit needs to be revucha. How can we suggest possibly a way to understand the machloikis between Rashi and the Shita? So there's a very interesting machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbonos, Perek Beis, the end of the Perek, says very clearly that the whole concept of miluim, that it says in the Torah that when the Moshe Rabbeinu first put up the Mishkan, there was Shivas Mei Miluim, and there were special Karbanos, and there was Shmini Li Miluim, the eighth day, they also brought special Karbanos, and then they started to bring the regular Karbanos. The Rambam says the whole idea of Miluim, of bringing these special Karbanos, was a Hirasha. It's not a mitzvah that every time you build a Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to imakir special Karbanos. There's no such mitzvah, no such rule. There's a Hirasha. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you should do. And in fact, although we find that in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, when he made the first Beis HaMikdash, he also brought a bunch of Karbanos the first day. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that was also a Rosh Hashanah, and there is no such mitzvah. There's no specific mitzvah that when you build a new Mishkan, a new Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to bring Karbanos of Miluim. No such mitzvah according to the Rambam. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sherish Gimel disagrees with the Rambam. And the Ramban says clearly that there is a mitzvah, and it's not a hirasha. There is a mitzvah of miluim, and we find it was a mitzvah of miluim by the Mishkan, and we find there were miluim that were brought by Shlomo HaMelech, and the Gemara says earlier in Daf Mem Hei that there was miluim that were brought during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, after the second Beis HaMikdash was built, and this is all a mitzvah the Ramban holds. Now it's clear from the Psukim that the karbonis that were brought in the times of the Mishkan were not the same karbonis that Shlomo HaMelech brought, so the Ramban says, okay, the exact amount of karbonis and the types of karbonis don't necessarily have to be the same. But the concept that you bring karbonis when you build a new Mishkan, you build a new Beis HaMikdash, this concept is taka a mitzvah l'dayris. So we might suggest that this is the machlokes between Rashi and the Shita. Because Rashi over here, as he said before, has a clear comparison between the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyot and the carbon of Miluim. Rashi says they're the same. We said they're not the same. True, that technically, the technical aspects of the carbon are not the same. One is a carbon toida and one is a mincha, but the idea behind them is the same, that the idea is that this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the Mishkan, and this is the beginning of the Kehanim doing the Avodah, so this idea of beginning is expressed as a special mitzvah of Miluim, as a special mitzvah of Chinuch. However, the Shita Mukubetzes, who learns that the two things are, we are not learned one from the other, and the Minchas Chinuch, according to him, even though the Gemara calls the Miluim, the Gemara calls it Chinuch, but it has nothing to do with the Minchas Chinuch of a Kain Hedyot, so it could be the Shita disagrees, and the Shita holds that the Miluim is Stam, it's called Chinuch, but it doesn't really have to do with getting used to and starting doing the Avodah, which is a special mitzvah Rasha. This would be a nice pshat, except that according to this, we would have to explain that the Shita Mukubetzes holds like the Rambam, who holds that there is no mitzvah l'dayris of Miluim. And Rashi will hold like the Ramban that there is a mitzvah l'dayris. The problem is that we said before that the Rambam learns the Gemara like Rashi. And that doesn't fit in the Rambam himself, because if the Rambam learns the Gemara like Rashi, that means the way we're understanding Rashi, Rashi holds there is a mitzvah l'dayris of Miluim. And the Shita, the Shita is going to be like the Rambam, it doesn't fit. However, if you look carefully in the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban says a very interesting thing. The Ramban says that really there's two different parts of Miluim that were performed in the Mishkan. The Ramban says that there was one part of one type of carbon that was brought by the Miluim, which was a carbon that was brought to, so to speak, give the Kohanim Kiddusha, so now they will be considered, they will have this Kiddusha of Kahuna, and that will enable them to perform the Avodah from now on. That was one type of carbon that was brought during the Miluim. Because until now, true, Aaron Uvanov Hashem decided they are Kohanim, but where did they get their Kiddusha from? How did they receive their Kiddusha as Kahuna? So the Ramban says that came about from the Hakrovas Karbonis of the Miluim. Separate from that, the Ramban says that there is another type of carbon that's brought by the Miluim, and the point of that carbon is not to give the Kehanim Kedusha, the point is to give the Mishkan, or the Mizbeach, or the Beis HaMikdosh, that Kedusha through being Makir of Karbonis on the Mizbeach, and Makir of Karbonis in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Ramban says that this concept that we have, that there's a mitzvah, l'dayros, that the Ramban holds, there's a mitzvah whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, to be makir miluim, this, that there's such a mitzvah, that mitzvah is only to give kiddusha to the Mizbeach, to give kiddusha to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, because you're building a new place, a new makim, a new Beis HaMikdash, so you have to give it kiddusha. You give the place kiddusha by being makir of karbonis. But the idea that you have to give the Kehanim kiddusha, that kedusha that Aaron and his sons received, or of the original miluim, that kedusha still exists. What? Because we don't say that you have to bring miluim every time every kohen comes anew to the base of mikdash to do the avodah. True, he has to bring a minchas chinuch, but we don't say you have to do the whole miluim over again. Why? Because Aaron and his sons got the kedusha's kuna, so that kedusha is passed down through to all his descendants. So every kohen that's born afterwards retains that kedusha's kuna. So the idea of miluim that are going to give kedusha to the kohanim, that the Ramban says you don't have to do every single time you build a new Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that could fit very well with the sheet of the Ramban, the way we're understanding Rashi. Because true, the Rashi says that we're comparing the Menchas Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyot to the Miluim. This Ayla Miluim. But this Ayla Miluim, if you're saying it's like the Minchas Chinuch, that means this whole carbon, the point of this carbon was to give the Kehanim Kedusha, not to give the Mizbeach Kedusha, not to give the Mishkan Kedusha. If the whole point was to give the Kehanim Kedusha, so obviously this is not a mitzvah of Deiris at all. And that makes sense, and that could fit even with the Rambam, that the mitzvah, that Chinuch is not a mitzvah of Deiris, but the idea, the Miluim is not a mitzvah of Deiris, but there is an idea that we could compare the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyot to the Miluim of Aaron Uvonov, because both were the same idea. Both are coming to give the Kohen a certain degree of kedusha in order to enable him to do the avodah afterwards.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.